and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Frontier Springs Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhumika. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining this Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Frontier Springs Limited. The investor updates have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company website. In case you do not have a copy of the same, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through the discussion we have today with us, Mr. Kapil Bhatia, Managing Director, Mr. Neeraj Bhatia, Full-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Dhruv Basin, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance, which will then be followed by the Q&A session. I'd like to remind you all that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risk and uncertainty that the company faces. These risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our annual report. With that said, I'll now like to hand over the call to Mr. Bhatia. Over to you, sir.
Hi, this is Kapil Bhatia, MD of the company. Good afternoon, everyone, and I hope I am loud and clear. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earning call of Frontier Springs Limited Quarter 2 and H1 FY26. We appreciate your time today and are eager to share with you the company's strong performance across all key metrics. Beginning with the financial performance, Frontier Springs recorded a revenue from operations of 82.74 crore for the second quarter, making a healthy year-on-year growth of over 58.39% over earning before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization surged by more than double, registering an EBITDA of 22.07 crore, reflecting a year-on-year increase exceeding 106.53%. The profit after tax stood at 15.71 crore, more than doubling compared to the same period last year, with an impressive year-on-year rise of 115.5%. For the first half of the fiscal year, the revenue from operations reached 158.08 crores, representing a robust year-on-year growth of 53.49%. EBITDA for this period was 42.5 crores, which more than doubled compared to the previous year, showing a remarkable growth of 107.92%. Profit after tax crossed 30.45 crore, reflecting a significant year-on-year increase of 113.37%. Turning to our business developments, the second quarter demonstrated solid demand across all product lines. Underpinning our sustained growth, we continue to uphold a healthy order book and provide substantial visibility into the remainder of the fiscal year. Profitability was notable, enhanced by the air spring segment, complemented by consistent realization from our coil spring division, which remains bolstered by ongoing demand from the railway sector. The sixth hammer project is progressing well with expectation for improved capacity utilization in forthcoming quarter, which will be strengthen our operation efficiency. A highlight of this quarter is the advancement of our air spring portfolio with the development of failure indication and brake application system, normally called as FIBA. This innovative product aims to elevate operational safety by automatically applying service brakes in the event of air spring failure and delivering real-time alerts to operators. We anticipate securing RDSO approval shortly with commercialization planned in the next financial year. Our strategic to include furniture aligned with our growth ambitions and capacity expansion to meet the continuous increasing demand across our target sectors. Looking ahead, the company remains confident in maintaining its strong growth path. We focused on achieving a gross revenue amounting to 375 crore for the full fiscal year 25-26 and further progressing to 500 gross revenue in the following year. Frontier Spring is well placed to capitalize on the Government of India's Railway Modernization Program and our extended product range, positioning us to capture new opportunities while delivering sustained value to our shareholders. With that, I am now open to any question that you may have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Priyanshu Jain from GrowthX Infinity. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi sir, congratulations on good set of results. In Q4, when I had a conversation with you, so like you tell me like 21-22% EBITDA margins will be sustainable. But 27% margins, like that's quite commendable. So can you throw some light on it, like what's the reason behind the same?
I couldn't get your question. Your voice was a little cracking.
Am I audible now?
Yeah.
So in Q4, when... Sorry?
You are asking for the margins.
Yes, sir. On the, like, in this quarter and in Q1 as well, we get 27% EBITDA margins. In the last con call, when we discussed it, it was around 21-22% margins. So, like, what's the reason behind the same?
Well, we are keep on improving on our sales price and capitalization on the demand by railways. And it's an opportunity to have that much of margin in our product. And we hope to close year by this almost the same range of the margins.
We can expect 27% margins, 26% margins sustainable going forward.
Yeah, at least for this year, I am confident that we'll be doing this.
Okay, and so my second question is on the product mix. Can you just give the revenue breakup from our three divisions for this quarter and like previous quarter?
Revenue, it is around... around 35 to 40 crores by air springs and around the same with coil spring, and the remaining is from the forging division.
So, from the coil springs, it's like, can you mention that?
It's around 35. Air spring is around 35 and around 16, 17 crores is from... forging divisions.
Okay, sir. And like last question is on the order pipeline. Are we targeting like because the tenders in the pipeline as well, and by the FY26 end, what kind of a order book we can expect?
As I have committed that 375 crores this year, we have already have that much of order to close the year what I have promised, and for the next year tenders are already there, and we have already started receiving orders around 60-70 crore, 80 crore orders are already being received by us, and by the year end I think we'll be having around 200-250 crore order in hand after closing this year. So it is in a good position as far as order books are concerned.
Okay, that's all from my side. All the best for the future, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 3 questions only so that the management is able to answer everybody's question. Next question comes from the line of Akshay from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First of all, congratulations for the very good set of number. Sir, my first question is, we have already achieved 158 crore in half one. So are we confident of achieving remaining 217 crore in half two of FY26, and also we are confident of achieving 500 crore in FY27 while maintaining the same for slightly increased margin? Because we have given the margin guidance of around 27% we will maintain in this financial year. But what about the next financial year?
I have committed that this 375, we are telling you a gross revenue, not the net revenue. So we are already crossed around 187 crore gross revenue in half year. So we are already in line to go 375 crore plus in this year, and 500 crore next year gross revenue is already on the card. So we are having a good order book. As far as margins are concerned, we will try to have that much of margin, but maybe 1-2% minus plus may happen because of the tender business. But we'll try to remain in the same margin level for the next year also.
Okay, sir. And sir, my second question is about the FIBA, failure indication and brake application. So we are expecting the approval from RDSO. So can you please give some more light about this product, total addressable market in India, and whether this is the new product or the Indian Railway is already having this product for safety purpose already in place. So whether this is a new product or whether this is, it is already in use?
It is already in use because it is a air spring further product which is used by the Indian Railway in the coaches. But at the moment, one or two players who are from the foreign companies, and it is railways are mostly importing the same product, which we are developing in India, and we are quite hopeful that we'll be able to do that. We have already applied for approval in RDSO. Samples are ready by December end. And we'll be also participating for patenting patent shukarayenge. And iske liye dekhiye, I'm quite hopeful that the requirement ek coach mein kareeb 1 lakh rupaye ka lagte hain. 6000 coach bante hain India mein naye, to aap samajh lijiye ki 60 crore ki iski requirement hai plus Vande Bharat, to kareeb 100 crore ke aas pass ki market hai for FIBA system at the moment, and there are one or two players who are importing and supplying to Indian Railways, so we'll be early one to get it developed in India, and we'll be able to get a good market share in this.
So we will be the first domestic player to get approval, right?
I cannot say that I am the only one, but definitely ek aadh aur log bhi lage hain. But abhi early market hai, we can get a good business share and with good profit margin.
Okay, so if we get approved and we expect the order book to for this product to be started from next financial year. So this is the product, this is the similar level margin product as our current margin.
It is almost a similar level. I am quite hopeful that margin will able to get the same margin in this, but there is a trial period for this product in Indian Railway. So we'll be ready with the product by December end, and then approval, and then I think 6 to 8 months of trial period. So by next year, second half, like next year, December onward, we'll be able to supply more into this thing, which will reflect in our sales.
Okay, all right, sir. All the best for the future, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible? Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Just want to understand, like you mentioned, in first half we did a gross revenue 187, right? And on full year basis, we are having a target of 375. So which essentially means H2 you are anticipating more or less muted. So is that understanding correct? And if it is correct, then why is it so? Like H2 last year was significantly better than H1. So just wanted to understand where the gap is.
Where the gap is? I couldn't get your question. We are already having 187 crore and from around 375 crore sale gross this year. So we are right on target. So what is the question actually?
The question is, on Q1Q basis, that means we have crossed 80 crore kind of number on quarterly run rate. So does that mean it will be constant for next few quarters? And if it is so, like we are targeting 500 crore for next year, so why can't we execute those orders maybe in H2 and increase our top line on quarterly run rate? That's what I'm trying to
say. Actually, Railway has a delivery schedule for all the tenders. So we know that this is the delivery schedule given for this financial year and the orders coming in, which is a delivery schedule for the next financial year, April onwards. So if we execute here, we will not get our money back and they might not receive our material. So we have to adhere the delivery schedule of Indian Railway. So that's why we are on these numbers.
Got it. And secondly, on the defense part, so we were speaking about the product getting approved from defense. So what is the update on that, sir?
Still on the development things, and we are already, it's a long process, the item which we are developing for defense. So it's a long process, and samples has been made and all. Things are going on. Maybe next year we'll able to start supplying to defense item what we have selected at the moment.
And what is the TAM for those items?
What is the
addressable market for those items?
It is a good because I just cannot disclose at the moment the item what we are doing it. But it's a huge market for that, not only in defense but in mining as well as in road construction equipment, the item which we are developing. So we have a good market for those items.
So basically why I am asking this, I agree like FY27 we are having the clear target, maybe the clear delivery schedules as well. But just to get some idea, I'm not speaking about the exact numbers or something like that, but just to get an idea, how are we planning to scale further beyond FY27? So that's if you can put some color on that, sir.
Like this year will be, as far as forging divisions are concerned, we are planning to close this year around 75 to 80 crore. And next year we may touch around 100, 125 crore, or maybe 115 crore next year. So the extra thing which is coming in around 20-25 crores, which will be with the new market and new tiers which we are targeting. Hello.
The line from the previous participant has been disconnected. The next question comes from the line of Yashovardhan Banka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and many congratulations on the great set. Sir, on the FIBA devices, I was just going through your commentary in the IP. You mentioned that two devices will be required for each coach. And on an average, I think 15 coaches are there in Vande Bharat. So, sir, I wanted to understand for every air spring that is already installed, will there be any kind of, say, will we require any kind of modification or replacement, or this will just be an addition to the ones that are already put?
The, where the air springs are installed, this FEWA system is already there in the trains. And Vande Bharat, as well as the LHB coaches, which they are converting into air springs. So air spring required a FEWA system. At the moment, it is an imported component by Indian Railways. And like I am developing in India, one or two persons are also developing, but we are quite ahead from others. So air springs, wherever it is installed, whether it is Vande Bharat, metro coaches, LHB coaches, it requires a FEWA system. So in one coach, there are two bogies under frame, and in one bogie, there are two air springs. So every bogie required one FEWA system and four indicators of four air springs. So it is like that.
Sir, like you mentioned, like the addressable market for this system is around 100 crores, if I heard it correctly. And so what is the share that we are targeting to begin with from next year when it commercializes?
After successful trial, I think we'll be able to get around 40 to 50 crore business. 100 crore is just Vande Bharat and LHB, but by that time, we'll also approve our air spring. We'll also approve by that time for the metro coaches. So it is a continuous increase for this thing, and it is also a aftermarket is also there because it is a very sensitive thing, and it may fail. So railway is also buying for their rolling stock also. So it's a continuous demand by Indian Railways, and it has to be increased every year.
Okay, understood. And sir, just a follow-up, so for this 40 to 50 crores that we are targeting, are we doing any incremental capex, or it will be in our existing facility only? And if you can just elaborate.
Few machines are used with the existing capacity, but for the testing and other thing, we required around 2 crores of rupees, which we are already investing. Already advances are given and the testing machines are coming in. So it's 50% utilization of in this product for the current machines, and the testing manufacturing part will be taken care by current machines, and testing part we required machines, so we are already buying those machines.
Superb, sir. Okay, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Atal from Dhaira Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, the next forging, as you said, that we are in talks with the defense guys, and they are coming, they are actually looking for some new products to come. So do you think the margins to improve in the forging division also going ahead will they be better than the current forging margins that we are having? Are we targeting margin-based products, or we are just trying to, you know, utilize our six-ton hammer in a way, you know, to contribute the operating efficiency? You could throw some light on that.
Actually, forging division has a lesser margin than the coil spring and air spring. You are quite right, but the market which we are targeting, that will improve a little bit of margin also in the forging items, and you are also quite right that capacity utilization will also give us an edge on improving our profitability and margin. So both things are there, that we are trying to target product which has a little better margin from the existing components, and also a capacity utilization to a maximum we can reach in the forging division. So both things are there, that margin, we also trying to improve the margin with the product we have selected, and the capacity utilization of the machines will be there, which will reduce our expenditure and the permanent expenditure and other things. So that will also give us some edge.
And sir, I think the Hammer has already been commercialized. So are you seeing the numbers? Do we see the second half, the Hammer contributing in the second half of this year?
Yeah, definitely. You will see in the second half. We already started getting orders from the railways, and things are also started moving in. But at the moment, we are able to utilize around 10% to 20% capacity only, and the orders have started coming in. And we are hopeful that by year end, we'll have a good contribution from the 6-ton MR also, because our 3-ton MR and our 2-ton MRs are already working on 60-70% capacity. So 6-ton MR also, we have around 50% to 20% capacity started running, and by next quarter and further year end quarter, we're able to get good things. Numbers are already there as far as orders are concerned. So, and for the next financial year also, the tenders have been floated by railways. So, we are quite hopeful that that will contribute in this financial year itself.
And, sir, with FIBA coming on stream...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Mahesh, but please rejoin the queue for further questions.
Sir, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions only so that the management is able to answer everybody's question. Next question comes from the line of Santosh from Financial Finesse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Are there any CapEx plans for the air spring division?
The CapEx... this year we have we are doing it around 15 crore in all of our 3 division, and around half year we have already done around 8 crore of capex for coil spring, air spring and forging divisions, and further 7-8 crore will be done in another 6 months. So it is not only the air spring, we are also increasing in coil spring division as well as in forging division, wherever the bottlenecks are and capacity increase is required. So we are already doing it, and it is a continuous process. This year we are doing around 15 crore capex. In half year we have already done 8 crores, and so it is a continuous process. Wherever it is required, we will do it. And we are doing it with our own resources. We are not taking any loans, or we are going anywhere for the, we are plowing back the money to the company.
Thank you, sir. The second question is on, we had in the past talked about discussions with Siemens and Alstom to supply air springs to those companies. So is there any progress on those discussions?
Yeah, it's already on, and it is almost on the verge of completion. And we are quite hopeful by that another 1.5 months we will started getting orders from Alstom.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Congratulations. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Piyush Bora from Stamba Systems. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Yeah.
So... yeah, first of all, congratulate to management, and the efforts are really appreciated for the tremendous sets of number. Now, my few of the questions are related to FIBA and forging system hammer are already been answered. Now, my question is regarding the metro projects. What kind of product we are looking in the metro apart from air spring and FIBA? So, are these only 2 products what we are supplying?
Air spring, FIBA and coil spring. So these are the things. There are very little forging in the metro coaches, but air spring, FIBA and coil spring we are targeting for the metro coaches.
Okay. And the second question is related to the NSE listing. So any structuring in a capital structure will require in future, or what is management's view on that?
Yeah, we are already planning to go ahead with they are still listing, and we are already started working on those lines. And we are planning to have our industry listing in the next financial year, first quarter.
Next financial first quarter. Okay. And my last question is regarding...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Piyush, but please rejoin the queue for the questions.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my question was on similar lines on one previous participant. When I see the wagon side orders in terms of Titagarh, Texmaco, Jupiter, they are saying that they had wheel set availability issue in the last couple of months, and they are saying that the wheel set availability has now resolved. So they are expecting things to improve in second half. But given our guidance of this 375 gross, it seems that our second half would be like similar to the first half. So any difference, are we looking lower growth as in terms of first half or the second half, sir?
We have
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. Your voice is breaking. I'll reconnect you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. We have the management reconnected with us. Please go ahead, Kapil sir.
Yeah, I was replying to the question to the gentleman that we are having good orders, so we are quite confident that we'll able to achieve 375 gross, and we are having orders from all the wagon manufacturer, whether it is Titagarh or Jupiter. We are already supplying springs for the wagon to them. And we have a railways orders and locomotives orders. So we are quite confident that we'll be able to achieve 375 gross this year.
Sir, actually, I wanted to ask, what is the growth in 1H?
What is the growth in 1H?
Gross revenue in first half. Gross revenue.
Gross revenue in first half is 187 crore.
So that is what I wanted to ask, sir. 187 we have already done. So why are we expecting only 375 when the wagon manufacturer are expecting faster growth in second half?
No, I've told you that railway has a delivery schedule. Wagon manufacturer may ask some extra spring. We may cross 375. I am a little conservative. We can cross 375 and we can touch 400 also. But as far as railways order are concerned, that is very clear that whatever we have to execute in next 6 months, and they have a delivery schedule. So whatever increase may take place, it may take place from the wagon industry also. But I'm a little conservative on that. I don't want to commit to our investors and shareholders that we'll be able to achieve 400, 450 crore. But definitely it will improve if their demand and their wheel set problem is over. So it is definitely going to improve.
Got it, sir. I wanted to ask what percentage of revenue we provide directly to these wagon manufacturers?
What percentage of?
As in basically out of total revenue, how much do we provide to wagon manufacturer and how much do we send directly to railways?
Wagon manufacturing is around 10 to 15%.
Only 10 to 15%?
Yeah.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you and all the way.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question is regarding SIVA, sir. The technology developed by in-house, or we have taken like a save, like a air spring from outside?
It is 100% in-house, and we have a professional who has experience in this line, and they are employed by us, and we have some consultant also. So it is been developed totally in-house by us, because it is a little bit of secretive thing also, because of we are applying for patent also. So it is 100% indigenous and developed by us in-house.
Okay. So for each bogey, we need 4 devices, no?
Each bogey, we need one SIVA device, and for every air spring, we need an indicator. So every coach has 2 bogeys. So there will be 2 devices in every coach, and 4 indicators for the 4 air springs.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sangha.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Raja Panda, an investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my question is, this AS3, they also have application in industrial and automotive usages, right? So do we have any...
voice is not clear. Sorry, your voice is not clear.
Just a moment. I asked that the AS3s have application in automotive and industrial usages also, right? So, does our company have any plans to address those markets?
Yes, we are already searching on those lines, but there are quite number of manufacturers in automotive line, and Tata has their own subsidiary for air spring for their automotive things. So it is, requirement is there, but I'm already working on it, but I don't see that much of margin and much of demand is there for domestic automotive air springs uses in the buses and trucks.
Got it. Thank you. That's my only question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prashant Negi, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is that related to the air spring, by FY27, how much you think the percentage of cranes will be covered by this air springs in India?
How much percentage?
Of the cranes will be covered by air spring.
Okay. The new trains which are manufactured by Indian Railway Manufacturing Unit, Rail Coach Factory, Kapurthala, Modern Coach Factory, Raebareli, and Integral Coach Factory, Chennai. The new coaches are 100% with the air spring and coil spring. So it's 100% all the coaches are converted into the secondary suspension covered with air spring and primary suspension with the coil spring. So, and then the old around 20,000 coaches which are running before air springs, it is with the coil spring 100%. So in future, they may change their secondary springs to air springs also after completion of their life of coil spring. So, it's a good demand as far as air springs are concerned.
Okay, thanks a lot. That was all.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nishant Joshi from Equisense Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. Nishant here. I have 2 queries. First of all, how do you see the competitive landscape growing after a year or so? Possibly after financial year 27 in field of air springs and coil springs, and what could be the demand in this particular field also?
So, as far as what we had a talk with Indian Railways, Railway Board officials and all, so demand will be there for air spring and coil spring for the next 4, 5, 7 years, there is no dearth of demand because still around 15,000 old ICF coaches are running, which has to be replaced in next 3 years, and the new coaches demand is there. I was in the railway board sitting with high officials, and they are saying they don't have coaches, they want to run the train. So looking to the population of India and the demand of coaches and the new trains in India, so I don't see that demand is going down for next 5-10 years, and it will keep on increasing every year. So almost 6,000 to 7,000 coaches are being manufactured. So they require at least next 15,000 coaches to replace ICF coaches, and then again they need more coaches. So the demand is going to be there for next 10 years or so. So there is no problem in that. Demand is no problem.
Sir, one more point. How do you see the competitive landscape? Means any new entrant in the market which may possibly about the growing stage of franchise springs in the air springs and coil springs? Any new entrant in the market? Any other competitors?
With the existing competition, I don't say that nobody will come. There might be one or two people will come into air spring or maybe in coil spring, but their roadmap to a regular, getting regular orders is for at least 2 years, because railway has a system of getting approval and then they give a few orders and they run the component for another one and a half years. So it is a very tough road ahead for any new entrant. Set up a unit and then wait for 2 years for the regular orders. So that is a big, tough task ahead. Being an old supplier to Indian Railways and supplying so many components in the last almost 40 years, so we have a different kind of thing, that we have a component which are running. Like if I am entering into FIBA, which is a new component, we have to go with the same process. Definitely recover from our existing sources, and we can start developing with the small capacity, and then after the approval time comes and after the testing period over, we can immediately increase the capacity. So it's a system in Indian Railway. For the new entrant, it is really, really tough task to set up unit and wait for the 2 years to get a regular order. So people may come, but it is a tough task.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, I just wanted to know about the competitive intensity for our product range. There are some old competition there in the same spring division, but I believe our tie-up with Continental is giving us an edge. And how can it, is it sustainable in the near term and the middle term also, or the some tie-up can also come from the for our competition also? And how is this our opportunity size looking for us, and any differentiator for us which is helping us out over a period of years? Thank you very much.
You are absolutely right that tie-up with Continental Germany is giving us edge with other competitors because of the quality and their innovation and their know-how of air springs since last so many years in the international market. So that is always there, and we have a platform from Continental for the next.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kapil sir. So your voice is breaking.
I don't know. I'm already there, so maybe some network issue.
It's better now, sir.
Yeah. So it is definitely an edge, and competitors, one or two competitors, they are importing from China and they are getting a lot of failure thing. And touch wood, since last 2.5 years, we have supplied almost 15,000 air springs to Indian Railway, and till today we have not a single failure from the field. So, and which will give confidence to the railways also that if we buy a Frontier product, that is a quality product. So we have an edge with the other competitors.
So now is the opportunity size for this new product range which you have introduced, sir?
Which
and expected growth at FIBA.
At the moment, there is a company called North Bresne, which is imported. They are supplying to Indian Railways. And we have a good opportunity that we are quite early one to develop in India. And we are quite sure that we'll get a good market share as soon as we'll be able to get our product through with the railways.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sandeep Kumar Patwa, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my first question is regarding your market share in this air coil and coil segment. Like overall, what do you find some in the Indian market for your company?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Sandeep. Your voice broke in between. Can you please speak through handset?
Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to know what is your market share in the overall your product segment which you cater to the Indian Railways.
You are asking for coil spring market share or the other component, air spring and forgings?
Yeah, both. Air spring and coil spring, both.
Yeah, coil spring, we are having a market share of almost 40% of Indian Railway demand, and air spring we are already having this almost the same share, and forgings yes, we are around 20-25% demand of Indian Railway we are catering.
Okay. So apart from your company, like how many other companies are supplying to Indian Railway which products?
There are one or two coil spring manufacturers, there are one or two air spring manufacturer approved by railways, and there are number of people, like 7-8 people in forging industry who are supplying to Indian Railways. There is approval list by RDSO, which is available online, so it is there.
Okay. And sir, one question regarding, you know, like bullet train project which is coming into India. So, like, are we exploring any product to this project or something?
This bullet train project is coming, we are exploring any product to this segment or something?
Is this product you are asking for? This product, I'm not getting clear.
Like air spring or coil spring or some, like any product which will be required in this project?
Which project?
Bullet train project.
Which project?
Bullet train.
Hello?
My voice is audible.
What project you are asking?
So this bullet train project which is coming.
Bullet train is... absolutely a new concept, and it is further required another 3 years to run into Indian contingent. And I don't know. I had a talk with the person in bullet train also, but let's bullet train come, and then we'll see what best we can do. Definitely, anything which moves and carries load required as springs. Any kind of spring, maybe coil spring, air spring, or some extra kind of springs. So there might be some springs or something like that, but let the project start in Indian continent, and then we'll see what best we can do. Because we will always be in an edge with the other competitors, being an old railway supplier. So if anything comes, definitely it will come to us also.
Okay. And so one last question regarding the export market.
I'm sorry
to
interrupt you, Mr. Sandeep. Please rejoin the queue for the question.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
The next question comes from the line of Suman Bhunia, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for excellent quarterly result this year. So I am a new investor, so I'm just having one question. So in near future, is there any chances that the entire coil spring will be replaced by air springs?
No, because there are two suspension in the trains. One is axle and one is secondary. So the axle is called primary suspension and secondary suspension, which is carries more load and give a comfortable ride. So secondary suspension, they have already removed coil spring and put an air spring. But primary suspension on axle, where the wheels are, it requires an air spring all over the world. So the technology is now at par with the world, whether it is America, Europe. That suspension has a two type of suspension. One is air and one is coil spring. So there is no chance that coil spring will go or air spring will be go. There might be some changes in design, but coil spring remain coil spring and air spring will remain air springs.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. An announcement for the participants that we will close the call at 1:30. The next question comes from the line of Devesh Srimalli from DS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. So one question, sir, regarding next year, FY27. The gross revenue we have talked about is 500 crore. And we also said that we would have FIBA coming in the second half and possibly some supplies to defense. So is it fair to assume that these would be on top of that 500? How should we read it?
So these are other than 500. If it is coming in full project, so we may cross 500 also. But this is with the existing product line what we are having.
Lovely. Sounds good. And under your leadership, you know, last 2 years, company has transformed like anything, right? So FY25 to 27 would be almost 2x of our size. So in aspiration terms, if you were to look at next, you know, 2-3 years beyond 27, do you see us hitting 1,000 crore with similar growth rate, or how do you see the next few years playing out in terms of your own aspirations?
Sir, as far as the existing products are concerned, coil spring, air spring forgings, and some other forging for the other customers, so there will be a reasonable growth every year. There is no doubt about it. Going to 500 to 1,000, we will definitely require a big jump, and we may go ahead with some other project which are already we are discussing among the board, which I just cannot reveal on this call because those are on a very initial basis. So we have to increase our product line to go up to that level. So, yes, it is always there that 500 crore will go to 560, 575 next year and then 600. But going to 1,000, a bigger jump, we need a more product into our kitty. And as railway is our prime customer, so a lot of products are started coming in to us from the railway that you can also supply this and if this is a demand product and then, and we are working on those products. So we may choose one or two, and we have already chosen one or two products which is on a very initial basis for our future growth and future numbers. So let's see, and we are quite hopeful that Indian Railway keep on shining like this, and we'll definitely encash on those opportunities as much as possible.
Thank you for the detailed answer, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question from Symphoria. Harshal Kalra from Symphoria. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. First of all, congrats on a very good set of numbers. And you have been mainly surprising on the EBITDA margins. So I just wanted to understand that, let's say, next year or in a few quarters' time, if we hit a run rate of 100 crore revenue run rate per quarter, so is there a possibility that margins can increase further?
We are keeping our finger crossed to get the margin for as much as period as it is, because it is a opportunity at the moment. We are encashing on those lines, and we have a few competitors, and we are trying to maintain the margin as much as possible. And it may increase or decrease 1 or 2%, but things will on the improving side. I am quite hopeful in keeping my fingers crossed.
Sir, because if you look at your numbers, it seems that mostly operating leverage is at play here. So, assuming that revenues rise even further, which is in line with your guidance, so ideally margins can rise, right? That is what you are also.
Yes.
And sir, like the previous participant asked, let's say beyond FY27 and let's say from a three, four years perspective, what kind of revenue mix do we see? So will we continue to derive a very large share from railways? And like we talked last year, that defense and tractor industries are also something that we are looking at. So just in terms of revenue mix, what is your aspiration or expectation? Let's say even from a five-year perspective.
Sir, definitely we will cross 1,000 in the next 5 years. There is no doubt about it. Whether with the increased number of products supplying to Indian Railway, because they are our prior and the most important customer, and we have a good tie-up with the railways officials and the development things, and we know how railway runs and all the things, and we are already closing one or two more products which required a good number by Indian Railway, and the margin will, and we are trying to get those products which has a good margin. There are n number of products, but there are a lot of competition there. So we are always selecting a product which has a little bit technology required and some distinct technical know-how is required, so that it will be tougher for the normal people coming in for those products. So definitely next 5 years, we are already targeting 1,000 crore with the more number of product input to our line.
But you are saying railway will continue to be the largest contributor. Let's say 60-70% kind of revenue will continue to derive from railway segment, even 5 years
out. Definitely. Because I had a lot of meetings, because we are also wanted to expanding our current capacities and all that, and we keep on talking to railway that, because a lot of investment capex is required, so it should not backfire to us. So we are quite conscious on capacity enhancement and all this. So, but things are already greener side, and there is a demand, lot of demand by railway. So we are quite comfortable and quite sure that there will be no problem as far as demand is concerned.
All right. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Somaya from Eco Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. Is the wheel set shortage issue in railways resolved, or does it still persist?
I came to know from the wagon builders from Jupiter and Titagarh. They are saying that it has been resolved, and for the next six months, they are having because there was some problem in import or something like that. So they are saying that it has been resolved, and things will move smoothly for the next 6 months.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today's call. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Bhatia for closing comments.
Thank you all for your valuable participation and attention throughout today's call. Your engagement and insightful questions are greatly appreciated. As we move ahead, you can be assured that the team at Frontier Springs is fully committed to executing our plans with diligence and focus. We look forward to connecting again in near future with further updates on our progress and successes. Thank you once again for your continued trust and support to Frontier Springs. Thank you so much.
On behalf of TIL Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.